Assalamu alaikum.
Salut.
Tambash.
Salam.
Hola.
Saubon.
Merhaban.
Krusach.
Salamuna urandikum.
Inaun inageshiku.
Vox Mundi.
Welcome to the Voice of Nations.
Auf Radio Bern Rabe von 95,6.
Vox Mundi.
Alle reden mit.
95.6.
Good evening, dear audience, wherever you are in Switzerland and abroad. Welcome in our show, Vox Mundi from Radio Rabe Bern. مستمعينا الأعزاء، مساء الخير وأهلا وسهلا فيكم من جديد ببرنامجنا Vox Mundi من راديو رابي بيرن. معكم على الميكروفون زهر. Today in our show we are going to talk about a personal experience of life here in Switzerland. You will also listen to some music from many culture.
إيفخ بسر.
أكيد هلا رح تسمعوا غنية هي لمحمد عبد الرحمن والأغنية اسمها العامرية. أغنية العامرية هي من شعر قيس بن الملوح وهذا الشعر من الجاهلية. ونحكي شوي عن قصة قيس بن الملوح. قيس بن الملوح هو شاعر كان يحب ليلى بنت عمه وأهله كانوا رافضين هذا الحب العذري. فقيس بن الملوح كتب أشعار كتير كبيرة عن ليلى وعن حبه العذري لليلى. حتى قيس بن الملوح كان يمشي بالصحراء ويقول الشعر وكل ما يقابل شخص بالشارع ينقل عن لسانه هذا الكلام ويقول للي صادفهم بحياته انقلوا هذا الشعر لليلى. وظل قيس طبعا يحكي الأشعار ويقابل أشخاص ويحكي لهم القصة لحتى قيس بن الملوح مات بحب ليلى. هلأ رح تسمعوا غنية لمحمد عبد الرحمن العامرية لشعر قيس بن الملوح.
Oh,
ولما تلاقينا على سف رامة وجدت بنان العامرية أحمرا فقلت خضبت الكف على فراقنا قالت معاذ الله ذلك ما جرى ولكنني لما وجدتك راحلا.
قصتنا اليوم هي عن أم جاءت من سوريا لتعيش بسويسرا. هي أم كانت مع أطفال وتركت بلدها وتركت كل شيء، خسرت كل شيء ببلدها لتيجي تعيش ببلد مختلف تماما بكل شيء، بلد جديد باللغة وبالثقافة. وكانت هي الأم هي كل اهتماماتها أو أولوياتها الأولى أنها تعيش بسلام وأمان هي وأولادها، وتفكيرها الأول كان منصب على تعليم أطفالها وياخذوا فرصة بالتعلم. طبعا هي الأم أو هي المرأة السورية كانت محظوظة إنها بتعرف اللغة الإنجليزية لحتى تخطو الخطوة الأولى بالحياة بسويسرا. طبعا أشهر بعد أشهر بالحياة بسويسرا طبعا الأطفال دخلوا المدارس، دخلوا الروضة وتعلموا، كانوا سريعين بتعلم اللغة الألمانية، رغم أن اللغة الألمانية صعبة جدا ومختلفة جدا عن اللهجة المحلية اللي بيتكلمها أهل سويسرا. طبعا بعد هي الشهور وصلت لمرحلة أنه هي لقت حالها ضايعة. أوكي الأطفال دخلوا المدارس، الأطفال عم بيتعلموا، بس هي حست حالها ما في عندها شيء، ما عم تقدر تتواصل مع الناس. صحيح بتعرف تحكي إنجليزي بس مش عارفة شو بدها تعمل. طبعا في عندها أسئلة كتيرة وتساؤلات كتيرة وما عرفت كيف بدها توصل لهي الأشياء. طبعا هي كانت محظوظة هي المرأة السورية إنها تعرفت على بعض الأصدقاء السويسريات وساعدوها، وكانوا مثل النتورك تبعها بسويسرا واللي ساعدوها ببناء مجتمعها الجديد، يلي طبعا هي خسرت مجتمعها بسوريا وخسرت كل أصدقائها وأهلها. فهلأ هي أمام تحدي إنه هي تبني مستقبل جديد وتبني حياة جديدة بسويسرا. طبعا أصدقائها جدا دعموها نفسيا ودعموها بالتعرف على الحياة بسويسرا وأعطوها معلومات اللي بتحتاجها بالحياة بسويسرا، مثلا أعطوها عناوين الحدائق، عناوين المشفى، عناوين المسرح، المتاحف، وحتى كيفية التواصل مع الناس بسويسرا. طبعا هون هي اكتشفت انه اوكي في امل، ورجع لها الامل من جديد لحتى تبني المجتمع اللي خسرته في سوريا. ولكن السؤال انه في بعض الاشخاص ممكن ما يكون عندهم سهولة للتعامل مع الاشخاص او ما عندهم لغة يتعلموا او يتواصلوا مع الناس، فممكن في بعض صفحات الانترنت هي تعطي معلومات للمهاجرين أو اللاجئين لحتى ياخذوا معلومات كيفية الحياة بسويسرا، العادات، التقاليد، الثقافة، أي معلومات هن بيحتاجوها. طبعا هاي المعلومات بإمكانهم يدخلوا على www.ch.ch وكمان www.bernch أو swissinfo.ca، فيهم يدخلوا على together أو theme أو song، وهنيك بيلاقوا كل المعلومات اللي هن بيحتاجوها بكل اللغات. ممكن يلاقوها بالإنجليزي، بالعربي، بالألماني، بكل اللغات. طبعا هاي الأمرأة السورية مبدئيا كانت هي ما بتعرف هذا الشيء نهائيا، ولكن هلأ بعد ما تواصلت مع الأشخاص وتعلمت ولقت معلومات كتير كبيرة هون بسويسرا من خلال الأصدقاء، فهي بتنصح الأشخاص أنه حتى لو ما لقوا أصدقاء أو مبدئيا بالحياة هون أنهم يدخلوا على هاي المواقع وفيهم يحصل على كل المعلومات اللي بيحتاجوها مشان العيشة بسويسرا. طبعا هلأ حنحكيها شوي بالإنجليزي وبشكل مختصر أكتر. ف now in English, this experience about a single mom. She came to Switzerland escaping from the war in her country to live in Switzerland with her three kids. She lost everything to find herself is facing the new life. in another country which is extremely different. Everything is new. The language, the culture, the habits, the traditional, even the food, everything is different. The most important thing was for this mom or this woman is the education for her children. She was lucky because she knows English to step the first step in the new life. Months and after months, the kids went to school and kindergarten. They learned the language very fast and they have friends. Months ago, she was lost. She didn't know what to do, where to go, which questions she want to ask and who will answer these questions. Months later, she started to build again her own society after she lost her own in her country. She had friends who supported her and became her own network. They inform her of all information she needs about the life in Switzerland, like the system in Switzerland, the addresses of hospitals, gardens, theaters, museum, and even how to contact with people. She has the hope again and again to earn again the home that she lost or missed in her own country, Syria. The advice from this woman is, if you don't have any friends or maybe you are new to the country and you don't know what to do, you can go to some websites like www.chch or www.bernch or swissinfo.ch together, or when you enter to swissinfo, you can also click theme, om song, and you can find all the information about the life in Switzerland. And these websites can give the information and advices in all languages, in German, English, Spanish, Arabic, in all the language. So you don't need some, at the beginning, maybe if you don't know the German language, you can go to this website and you can find in your own language all the information you need. So the advice from the Syrian woman or the woman who came from another country is to go to these websites, to search in these websites, and you have all the information. So don't be shy, don't be scared from the life. You will know everything step by step. And this is the advice for all women and for everyone who want to live again in another country. Don't have to be afraid of what you are. There's an answer if you reach into your soul, and the sorrow that you know will melt away. And then it also from the woman experience in life. She wants also to add something, but sorry, I forget to say it. She wants to advise you that you have to take care of your children, to tell them some stories if they have some kind of a trauma from the war or from the meaning of the mess of their country. You have to tell them some stories. Maybe it's the chance now to say this story from this woman. Once, when she was in Syria, there was, you know, clashes, aeroplanes everywhere, and then the children ask the mom, why every day we have clashes, bullets, aeroplanes every day? Then she told them, because there is a wolf and they want to kill this wolf. And the next day they ask the same question, hey please mom, why there is clashes and aeroplanes every day? And then she lied again for them. And she told them, because there is a wolf and they want to kill the wolf because this wolf stole the toys of the children. She doesn't want to say that there is somebody is dying or pleading or some buildings are destroyed. Days and days, the same question the children ask, why there are clashes and aeroplanes. And then she told, because there is a wolf and this wolf stole the toys of the children. And then they say, hey mom, a wolf can die in just one bullet, and every day there are bullets and clashes. And then she said, because this wolf is very big and can die in one bullet. And then they say, hey please mom, we know everything, there is a war, it's not just a wolf and toys, and there are people who are dying everywhere. And then she said, yes, it's a war, but you have to learn from this war that we have to face, and we have to stand up, not to fall down. We have to continue life, and one day you will smile, you will go to another place, and you will find the flowers, you listen to the bears, and you will run in the street. And that's happened. And when they came to Switzerland, they said to their mom, you lied once about the wolf, but you didn't lie about the birds, and we run in the street and we play and we go to the gardens. So please take care about your children and try sometimes to tell them some stories to re-life or to rebuild again their life, because they have the chance to live again in happiness.
Mondi, the voice of nations.
95.6.
Also, the media in Switzerland is very interested in migrants, refugees. Like Radio Rabe did a show for migrants and refugees, Swiss people. So there is also Diaspora TV also is interested in refugees and migrants, and they are planning to make some projects with refugees in or migrants with many language. They are going to make some talk shows in 26 languages, like German, English, Somalian, Arabic. So who is interested in Diaspora TV or TV projects, he can see on website Diaspora TV, or he can see the Facebook Diaspora TV, and he can get all the information about this project. And now you will listen to a very old song from the Iraqi culture by Nazim al-Ghazali. This song is called قل للمليحتي, and it means say to the beautiful lady. Listen to قل للمليحة, and then I will translate a little bit about this song.
Thank you.
Of course, I said that I have to translate after the song what it is in Arabic. He said, قل المليحة بالخمار الأسود ماذا فعلت بعاشق متعبد عندما هم للصلاة وقفت له بباب المعبد. It means that you have to tell the woman who is very beautiful in the black dress that this one who loves you, he wants to pray and he wants to worship his God, and you stand in front of him, and then he can't pray because he's in love with this woman. So advice for some woman: when someone wants to go to holy places, please let them go, and then after they pray for their God, they can say I love you. And now you will hear another song from Iraq also, and it's for a very famous singer. His name is Kadhim Sahid, and this song, it's very, very special story, because when Kadhim Sahir read this words of the song, and he didn't find who wrote it and he can't sing it. So he spent 5 years searching who's the writer, and then at last he found who wrote it. He was just a teacher. He loved his university mate. She was studying with him and he loved her so much, and then after years she decided to marry a very rich man, and she left him alone. And also after she married this man, she chose the money to lose love and dignity in life. So please listen to Ana wa Layla, me and Layla.
بمحراب عينيك ابتهالتي ماتت بمحراب عينيك ابتهالتي واستسلمت لرياح الياس رايات جفت على بابك الموصول أزمنتي ليلى وما أثمرت شيئا نداءتني ماتت بمحراب عينيك تهالتي ماتت بمحراب عينيك ابتهالتي واستسلمت لرياح اليأس راياتي جفت على بابك الموصود أزمنتي ليلى وما أثمرت شيئا نداءك على وتر ولا استفاقت على نور سماواتي وعتق الحب في قلبي وأعصره فأرشف الهم فأرشف الهم فأرشف الهم في مبرك ساتي ممزق أنا لا جاه ولا تعرف يغريك فيا فخلي عصرين سنين العمر أكملها لسال منها نزيف من جراحاتي لو كنت ذا ترف ما كنت رافضة حبي لكن عسر الحال فقر الحال ضعف الحال مأساتي عانيت 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 لا حزن أبوح به ولست تدري شيئا عن معاناتي عانيت 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 لا حزن أبوح به ولست تدرين شيئا عن معاناتي أمشي وأضحك يا ليلى مكبرة علي أخبي عن الناس احتضاراتي للناس تعرف ما أمري فتعذرني ولا سبيل لديهم في مواساتي أرسو جفني حرمان يمص دمي ويستبيح إذا شاء ابتساماتي معذورة أنت إن أجهضت لي أملي لا الذنب ذنبك بل كانت حماقاتي. استوطن الأغراب في بلدي ودمروا كل أشياء الحبيبات. خانتك عيناك، خانتك عيناك، خانتك عيناك، خانتك عيناك، في زيف وفي كذب، أم غرك البهرج الخدام مولاي؟
Of course, Kadim Saher said about this song that I was set away from my country because they destroy what I love. Yeah. Of course, Kadim Saher said, or maybe the writer of this song or the writer of the poem, he said that I was set away from my country and they destroy everything I love. And he said to his lover, beloved, your eyes betrayed you in fake and lies, and you were blind by wealth. So sometimes, yeah, people who love from the depth of their hearts, they lost their beloved because of wealth.
Hey, Ben.
What's up?
Co się dzieje?
Shufi Mafi.
Was läuft?
Czy chabar?
Fox Mundi presents events and places to be in Bern.
Agenda.
طبعا حاليا بشهر أب ببيرن هناك الكثير من الاحتفالات أو الأمسيات المجانية أو حتى الذهاب إلى المتاحف كل يوم سبت وطبعا بالمجان طبعا طبعا مجانا، فلذلك لمحبي المتاحف بإمكانهم زيارة المتاحف كل يوم سبت ببين أو حضور بعض الأمسيات الموسيقية أو بعض المسرح، عروض مسارح كثيرة. هناك كثير من الفنانين القادمين من خارج سويسرا، وأيضا هناك الكثير من الفنانين الموجودين بسويسرا يقومون بعرض بعض الأمسيات أو المسرحيات في بيرن، في طبعا خارج في المدينة. Every Saturday in August, you can visit museums for free. And also there are a lot of music and events, theater, everything that you can go with your children, of course, or even you can talk by the radio with your children. So for people who have time on Saturdays, they can go to the theater or to the museum. Now you will listen to a song from the Syrian culture. Of course, every culture, every country has its own culture with some poems, songs, and we choose the song that you heard. It's from the Syrian culture, from the Southern culture. Some poor singer, they sing this song, and later on they started to re-again the music, and then they talk about it, and it's about a very beautiful woman, and the singer said that because of your eyes, and in the past people, they sometimes when the woman has a very nice eyes, they say that your eyes look like a deer. So he said that your eyes, which looks like a deer, they killed me. He means that his heart became very sick from love. And also with the song, you heard a lot about love and how they express about the love and about the eyes, about the hair. And now also we will talk about, we have a website, it's called Becca. And you can enter this website and you can see some events or what is written in the newspaper every day, some interesting things that people, they like to see. But we saw now a picture for a woman, maybe it's painting or it's a real picture. It's written Samuel mit Gasper, and of course, it's in German, and I can't even understand what's it, but maybe for people from Switzerland they understand, or people who can speak German or German they can see this Becca. And also we have a very nice picture, I don't know, maybe it's from a movie. We can see a woman with the traditional clothes. It seems to me it is a clothes from Irish or New Zealand culture, and maybe it's a picture from movie, and it's written Al Adler Machen. Sie will herstellen, wenn sie will, die Gera Valley ist die stark Fotografie. So it's a photo from a movie. And now we present you a song by Enrique Iglesias, and it's called Hero.
Would you dance if I asked you to dance? Or would you run and never look back? Would you cry if you saw me crying? And would you save my soul tonight? Would you tremble if I touched your lips? Or would you laugh? Oh, please tell me this. Now would you die for the one you love? Hold me in your arms tonight. I can be your hero, baby. I can kiss away the pain. I will stand by you forever. You can take my breath away. Would you swear that you'll always be mine? Or would you lie? Would you run and hide? Am I in too deep? Have I lost my mind? I don't care, you're here tonight. I can be your hero. We'll be right back.
طبعا وصلنا لنهاية برنامجنا لليوم، واللي حابب يسمعنا مرة تانية بإمكانه يزور foxmondi.ch على راديو رابي، أو بإمكانه زيارة صفحتنا على الفيسبوك foxmondi. وطبعا برنامجنا الجاي هو حيكون ب5 سبتمبر، وبإمكانكم تسمعونا وانتظرونا من جديد ببرنامج foxmondi، ونتمنى أنه نقدم لكم شيء جديد وظريف المرة الجاية. Of course, my dear idols, we came to the last minute of our show. You can listen to the show again on foxmondi@rabe.ch, or you can visit our website foxmondi. And our next show will be on the 5th of September. So regards from our team today from foxmondi. And listen again to the show. And after foxmondi, you can listen to Appa Snappa show. So from me, regards and goodbye. Ila liqa.
Foxmondi,
the voice of nations. 95.6.
Foxmondi,
the voice of nations.
Adios.
مع السلامة.
Ciao.
خدا حافظ.
إلى اللقاء.
Ade.
الله دي مالشا.
Kiari du Madisa.
To Sianjima.
Khatriwa.
Voice Mundi on Radio Rabbit. 95.6.